Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chord. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
So what's up, my brother?
OMF
Live. Yo, yo. This is OMF. We back for another dope show. I got my brother Britta Bachlife from Newport, Rhode Island in the house. What's up, my brother?
What's going on? What's going on? Much love, much love. You know the vibes, man. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Yeah, so give everybody a little background on you and how you got into the music, how you got into hip hop, and how did you establish your brand and everything, and give us a little background of the influences in hip hop.
So I'm Britta Bachlife from Newport, Rhode Island. You know, I came across music, man. I was like 12, 32 now, maybe 11. And, you know, I was just going through a lot, man. I was just trying to find a way to express myself. And my man's T. Cali, he had a little studio and he was recording. And I was like, yo, let me try to put something up on there. And the way it came together, it was nice, man. And I was just like, I always listened to Styles P, Mobb Deep, Prodigy. They really inspired me, grew up with DMX, Ludacris, a lot. You know, and I just wanted to express my life, man, give the people something to relate to that wasn't really industry or like club. It was like real life, like from the block, man, life on the block, you know. And I just kept pushing, and then I was always like in a group or giving my loyalty to somebody else or somebody from other group, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna create my own brand and establish it to where it's solid and it's firm, but I don't want it just to be like a gang or like nothing like that. I want it to be like a family, like family orientated, loyalty, love, you know. And that's just, I just believe in myself, believe in my team around me, and we just keep pushing, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so how did you come up with your brand name? And tell people what your brand name is really important to establishing yourself.
Yeah, my brand name is Owen Meth, only my family. And I established that because that's all I got around me is my family. If you around me, then you family. And I wanted to have it to where it's not just like, as I said, a gang or like just some street thing people made up. I really wanted to be family oriented to where the connection is deep. Everybody knows each other, and I just wanted to be all love and peace and just like a family. Everyone around us is family, and that means a lot because family is everything, you know. So that's how I just came across it, man. And then my bro King Handsome had the whole life. WOE went over everything, and we just connected and came together. And that's what it's all about. It's family, you know. It's family, man. Loyalty, support, unity. Help each other. Help uplift each other instead of always trying to bring each other down, knock each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let everybody know family is the most important thing. Without family, there's nothing else. When everybody else ain't around and there's nothing else, family. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real. Because when you're going through your problems, when you're going through life, like, all I want around is only my family. I want people who pray for me, who love me around me, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is what we're talking about, showing love. You know, and
especially in this day and time, in 2020, and all the tragedy that it brought us, it's like it's unity. You got to come together, man, and help each other out. We're always killing each other. We're always knocking each other, hating on each other. It's so easy to do that. Why we can't just come together and build something for our family, for our kids, for our mothers, for our nieces, our nephews. You feel me? That's the motive, man. Change the world.
Yeah.
We are going to change the world, man.
Yeah, change is coming. Change has come. I mean, I'm sorry. Change has come. Change has come. You know, it came a long time, man. And you got a black woman, a black, an Asian, a Indian, you know what I'm saying, Jamaican, and vice president. So change has come.
Things coming in an orderly fashion, too.
Look out for a black woman, Asian woman, you know what I'm saying, an Indian woman has come from the slave.
Everything they've been through, everything they're still going through, it's time. It's our time, though. It's our time.
And
the universe is flipping and rotating.
And it's so sad, man, because it takes a woman to change shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, what are these men doing, man? You know what I'm saying? And that's a sad thing, man. We ain't stepping up to the plate, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to say that, man. And I'm so blessed, man. You know what I'm saying?
I would say I agree with you on that, but I just say it's not all men. It's just a lot of men. They fail to see their potential. They don't see who we really are, man. We're kings and queens out here. And we can't really blame it on us. This is how we was taught. When they came and controlled society, they embedded this in our brain and reprogrammed our subconscious, our brains, to believe that this is who we are, that we're nobody. But we're kings and queens. We have power all inside of us, and we deserve everything great that's coming to us.
I agree.
There's
you
real
know
kings. There's real kings out here. We just it's hard to recognize us with jewels in the dirt, man. You just gotta keep digging. You're gonna find us, man.
Yeah, our men has abandoned our children, man. You know what I'm saying? Abandoning our children, that's the main thing that what happened, man. We abandoned our children, man. You know what I'm saying? That's our children.
That's all it's about is the kids, the upcoming generation. We would be ignorant. We would be dumb not to teach these kids the same thing we went through. I don't want my kids to go through what I went through. I don't want my kids to feel what I feel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I want to teach them better, show them better.
Yeah, being a role model.
Yeah, and that's why I dropped. That was part of motivation for my album I just released on all major platforms called Elevation. It has no swears in it. Turn something negative into a positive, something you could learn from. Mm-hmm. Learning is the key. Wisdom is the key.
Mhm. Yeah, we're going to play your song. We're going to play your song, Never Alone.
Yeah, Never Alone, Never Alone. Man, I made this song up, man. Never Alone, the concept is like, you know, going through issues, and I always used to be by myself where I was at, in that physical by myself. And I always tell myself, I ain't by myself. I might be by myself physically, but I got support. I got people I could lean on that I could call and help. So that's the whole concept, by myself, but I'm never alone, you know?
Yeah.
That's a message to everybody. You might be alone at that physical time, what you're going through, but you can reach out for help. You might be by yourself, but you're never alone. There's always somebody. You just got to reach out, man. Don't be scared to reach out for help.
Hey, man. That's a beautiful thing to say, man. Hey, that's what I'm saying. You're never alone for sure.
Well,
prayer changes things, too. I learned that, too. Prayer changes.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't want to see that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no real religious person, but you know what I'm saying? But prayer changes things.
Praise, man.
Prayer changes things. Anything is
possible. You're never alone. And another thing is like, people always be like, oh, I'm going through this. No one ever went through this, what I went through. I'm scared to talk about it. I don't want people to. You're never alone. What you went through, somebody else went through, and someone can help you get through it.
This is what this hip-hop shit is about, ain't it?
Hell yeah.
That's what this hip-hop shit is about. We never alone. You know what I'm saying? We all been through
this shit.
I don't know. I can't tell you what your struggle is. And you can't tell me what my struggle is. We all have a voice. We all here to tell our story. That's what I'm talking about. You just said
yeah.
it.
Real talk.
Yeah. Can we play a song, Ed? Never Alone.
Much love, you see.
It's looking real black. Black lace.
By myself, but I'm never alone. Got some people in the jail, we still speak on the phone. Hold your head, I wish you was home. And all the pain and struggle, man, I wish you was gone. This the life we live, it is what it is. Learn from my trials and teach right to these kids. Had to break the cycle, stop doing these bids. Put the weight up, no more hustling bricks. Don't get me wrong, I'm still involved in the mix. So if the price is right, I still could get you your fix. But if you get not, don't be running your lips. This the life you chose, gotta face the consequence. Get up on these beats, and this is how I bent. If I ever said I love you, then that is what I meant. I don't do it for the fame, just want my respect. Make a lot of money, get my family out the deck. I ain't here to play games, what did you expect? Nothing more, nothing less, you could miss me with the rest. Got a problem with your boy, rub it on your chest. I put my all in every time that I came. Talk behind my back, yeah, they shit it on my name. Ones who say they riding, yeah, they win against the grain. I do it for the money, I don't do it for the fame. Providing for my kids.
Cash is fear.
I don't do it for no change. I ain't out here chasing bitches. I was really in the rain.
Really
posted on the block. Really moving cane. If you ever acted funny, I can't look at you the same. I'm with the game. Oh, with meth, yeah, you know the same. You ain't felt what I felt, then you wouldn't understand. Show you where the actions, but we can't tell you the plan. Just know we going from thousands to them 100 grand. Expand the brand. Getting money, really touching bands. Try to tell y'all, but y'all ain't wanna listen. Said we acting funny, y'all kept on sneak dissing till we run up on your ass and leave your teeth missing. Trying to be calm, stay up out of prison. Started as a thought, turned into a vision. Dude told me stay down, we spoke into existence. But now we about to take off, this is the beginning. This is the beginning.
I'm never alone.
Yeah, we well, back with my brother, Block.
Whoa.
We back in the house and just play that song, Never Alone. So we're going to take some callers. So let's see what they talk about. So we're going to take some callers. Can we take the first caller?
All right, we got 202-95-ELI.
Being in the music business and being your own business, that's a challenge, you know. Every musician, every artist, every producer knows that the music business is not an easy business. Like, everybody think it's easy because you're in the studio making records. That's not even, like, half of the job. That's not even a third of the job. That's just, like, a personal preference right there, I see, you know. But what is the challenge is being able to take what you do and make people respect that. And not only make people respect that, really make people buy into it. And every day I used to go to labels and make presentations of music, constantly playing beats. We call them pitching, you know, for placements. And I used to go pitch. They'll buy one, they'll buy two. Sometimes they don't even buy none. But then it'd be times where they'll buy like 10, you know. And that is always a challenge because your biggest hit, it's like you go start with your biggest hit, and the next thing you find yourself again, starting all over again. So every time you make a hit record, just because you made a hit record, you're popular now, people think it's going to be easy for you. It actually get harder because when you become a certain status, when you get a certain status in this business, your money changes. So your stocks go up. So what used to be a $1,000 beat is no longer a $1,000 beat. Like 20 grand, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like 30
yeah,
grand
yeah.
A track. And then when that momentum of hits go down, then you gotta start accepting 10, 5,000 a beat. But then when you get that next hit, then you go right back up to 20. So it's crazy, but it goes up and down. And that's the thing. That's the hardest challenge of being in this business, is learning how to survive and staying around. But that's just from the money side. The key to winning and the key to staying in business, you have to love what you do. Because if you don't love what you do, then you can't do it well. And one of the good things, I do good business. See, a lot of people don't understand this music business will turn you into, like, you could be a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde just because you're in the music business. But I learned to just be appreciative being in the music business and staying a good person. Matter if I'm making money or not making money, because money is not what makes a person. You know, and one of the things that I was taught early in the business is that if you can keep it humble and you can keep God in your life, you'll go far. And that's what kept me around for so many years. And one of the things that I want to pass on to the brothers who's coming up and the sisters who's coming in this business, stop trying to be slick. Stop trying to look at this as a fast hustle. You know, stop trying to step on other people to get to where you want to go. You know, just do you. Appreciate what you're capable of doing, and other people will accept it. Trust me. You don't have to be grimy to get to the top. Just be humble.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk. I like that. And that's definitely, like with me and my music, I never considered myself a rapper or artist. My bro, he's like, yo, I believe in. He believes in me so much. He's like, yo, you a rapper, bro. You got this. But I didn't come into this let me come into this rap game to make money, to get famous. I came in here, as you said, like, I love to do this. I love to express my pain through this music and also have other people relate to it and try to learn from what I went through. So as I'm looking at it, it's like, I just love to do this. This is what I love to do. So I'm going to live my everyday life, but also make time for what I love to do, whether I'm getting paid or not. So I'm going to keep hitting them and keep hitting them and keep coming and keep working and keep working and keep God in my life, because without God, nothing's possible. I mean, I'm not very religious. I'm not, but, you know, I believe in God. But, you know, I just love what I'm doing. This is my passion. And as you said, I don't care if I get paid for this or not. I just love what I'm doing. And I feel that. I'm original. I don't sound like nobody. I don't try to be nobody. I don't try to grind me up because I believe in karma. I just be me, try to be humble, and just remember where I came from, what I've been through, and just try to help people. That's the whole sole purpose, man. Be an example. Let people learn from me, especially my kids, other people. So I'm not really looking at it as coming in the angle from money or fame. I'm just looking at it as staying independent and just being us, changing the world, bringing back the old school original rap. Not that it is trying to act like this or be like this. I'm me, and that's who I am. I believe in me. I don't have no doubt in my mind that we're going to change the world, we're going to change the world. And there's no doubt. I'm going to put one hit out, and when I'm putting that hit out, I'm already thinking about the next hit. Like, I got to stay relative. I got to stay with what's going on today, but also be original at the same time. It's very hard. Like, people think, oh, just go into the studio, record, do this. Nah, because you have everyday life going on. Things that you can't control happen. You got things in your life. You got to make time for the studio. You got to really put together your words. And like you said, make people respect it and make them feel it. I can really feel what he's going through. He makes me feel like he's really going through it. I don't rap in my lives. I could easily rap about, oh, I shoot you, I kill you, I got Maybachs, I got this. I be me, and I just fit what I'm living, and just be me and try to be humble. You know?
You ready for the next caller on now?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
412-863.
Yeah.
What's up? Who's
yo,
that? Where you calling from?
Hey, yo, this the boy Ruzy Real. I'm in Chicago right now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm from PA. I'm out here shooting a video.
Okay. Shout out to you. Much love. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was calling to promote this new single I got out. It's called Benefit Vibes. And it's on iTunes and all that. It's called Benefit Vibes. BANDITFIDE Raps. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Benefit Mafia. I'm the CEO of Benefit Mafia, LLC. You know what I'm saying? So if you out there and you hear this and you trying to get signed and shit to an independent deal, nigga, holler at me. My IG is Ruzy Rue. RUZEERU. That's Ruzy Rue. Or you can type in Benefit, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We really putting on. You know what I'm saying? We just left New York, Philly, for this video shit. Now we have Chicago. After this, we're going to Texas. You know what I'm saying? And we got the cameraman that traveled with us. So, you know what I'm saying? We out here really.
What's your IG, Instagram?
Ruzy Rue. RUZEE _ Rue. RU. Or just might be together. If you just type in Ruzy Rue, I should come up. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me check and make sure. Yeah, yep. RUZEE_RU.
I just hit you with the follow on Instagram. Much love, brother. I'm gonna check you out with no lie.
Honey, I'm trying to promote my music. So if you hear this,
put it out there. Let the people hear, man. Put it out there. That's what it's about, man. Put it out there, man. You heard me.
Right, we dropping videos every week. I can't make this shit up, yo. I got like fucking 13 niggas that signed to me this year, yo. It was a great year. It's not a great year. It's a lot of bullshit happens. So I'm gonna say it's a great year, but it's an all right year, I guess. Music wise.
I mean, it should be a great year because you're still here, and whatever you went through, you learned from it, man. That's what it's all about. It's a learning process.
Man, listen, I just went through a lot of shit. You follow me? I ain't gonna speak about that shit on here, but I just went through a lot of shit. You follow me? You see the shit I'm going through, not right now, shit I'm saying. But I'm definitely a real nigga. I'm not one of these rap niggas. You know what I'm saying? I just know how to rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a street nigga. I ain't gonna say I'm a street nigga neither. I'm just about my business. I handle my business. I'm a nigga that just handle his business. We gonna put it like that.
Alright, definitely, man. I just followed you on Instagram. I definitely link with you and all that. We'll talk and discuss, and we go from there. You heard me?
Alright, I appreciate it, man. Good luck.
Alright, man. Check your Instagram. Much love. Appreciate you. Have a blessed day, brother. Stay blessed.
You too, man.
Y'all too, 100.
Hey,
100.
Let me take another caller.
757-236. What's going on, OMF? This is Mr. Rontel, that of one half of World Crush Radio Show.
What's up, What's up?
Much, how you doing today? Not too much.
How you doing? Much love.
Shout out to your guests as well.
What's going on, my brother?
Not too much. Just watching the game and enjoying the rest of this so-called good weather.
Hey, every day you wake up, man, it's a good day, no matter the weather, no matter what, man. Because you wake up, you got to be the weather, man. You got to be the weather in people's lives, man, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. What you got going on today?
Just chilling.
So did you listen to the song, though? Did you listen to the song?
I didn't get a chance to, but you could send it to my email. I could listen to it.
What's your email?
I just tuned in to them. Yeah, you can send it to worldcrushtakeoverradioshow@gmail.com.
But would also check me out on YouTube, Brit of Black Life. You know, subscribe on my Spotify, iTunes. I just released a new album called Elevation. It got No Swears in it, produced by Team Anthony. That's a great album.
Okay, this is up. Where are you from?
I'm from Newport, Rhode Island.
Okay. I went to Providence, Rhode Island. I went to school out there. Well.
Oh, okay. That's where they're on the corner from.
Yeah, in 2003, I went to Johnson & Wales for my internship out that way.
Okay. How'd that go? Did you complete that?
Yeah, it's good. I've been out of there for like since 2003. It's been good. I've been cooking all my life. I just do radio, just top of my cooking business and stuff like that too, on Thursdays. But yeah, it's been good.
Okay, what was that?
For real, like
world class. What was the address?
I can't hear you.
What was that? Your email address?
It's World Crush Takeover Radio. @gmail.com. All one word.
I just sent you an email.
All right, cool. I'll check it out once we get off air. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, brother, man. Check me out on YouTube, Spotify. Make sure you keep tuning in, closing in the radio station. Pick up some old one
sure
videos. Much love, brother. Have a blessed day.
You do the same.
All right, bro.
No problem, man. I appreciate it.
Take another caller.
Huh? 209-915. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mary Rich. You already know what's going on.
What's up, Mary Rich?
What's going on? What's going on? Much love.
Tell us what's going on with you. Tell us what you're going on, my brother. I see you all over on Instagram. So I see you promoting your new stuff. So tell us about your music and everything. Tell us who you are.
Well, I'm dropping a new track. I don't know. I forgot when. But, yeah, I'm dropping a new track called Spiffy. Y'all look on the lookout for that. Y'all go follow me on Instagram at MirRich, MirRich. Y'all go check me out. I'm 13 years old. I'm the fiercest 13-year-old you ever heard. You already know what's going on.
Okay, okay, okay. You on Facebook? You on all that? Promote all your social media, man. Let it be heard.
My Facebook is MirrorRich1. And then for the rest of it, my social media platforms, my musical platforms, is MirrorRich. Same way, it's spelled the same way, no underscores, no nothing.
Okay, okay. What inspired you to do music?
Well, really, my dad, he inspired me to do music because every day I would just be sitting on the couch, watching TV, and then I would just hear him be rapping, and I was like, I just want to rap so I could just help out my family and do this. And so I just started rapping. After I asked my dad, I said, Dad, can I rap? And he was like, yeah, son, go ahead. And so,
okay,
yeah, that's
okay.
How it all began.
Hey, yeah, man, just remember, man, you got it. You can be anything. You can do anything you want, man. You're a queen, man. Just believe in yourself. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. You're going to have people doubting you. But you just got to stay strong and just know that you got this. You're going to make it, man. You got to believe in yourself, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell them how old you are that's doing
this. I am 13 years old. I'm about to be 14
years
in 15 days.
Okay, okay. Make sure y'all follow him on his social media platform. Check his music out. Show him some love. 13 years old, man. Doing this. 13 years old. Show him some love.
That's what I'm saying. A young brother from the hood doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about, man.
Got a soldier behind him, you know what I'm saying? We need soldiers in God's army. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Each one teach what we know we owe.
That's what it is.
Stockton, California in the house. He's not too far from the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay Area, and he's not too far. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. The very get ready to blow up on the map again. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Thank you for calling, May Rich.
No
much
problem.
Love,
thank you
love.
For accepting me. Just thank you for letting me call in every day and kicking all the stuff off my chest and let everybody know what's going on.
No, thanks.
Much love, young king. Thank you. We appreciate you. Stay blessed.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was saying. Keep doing your keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
All right. Peace.
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 Can we play Rico Charm's record like a movie real quick?
Okay, can we take one more caller before we do that?
All right.
954-200.
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Who are you calling from?
Hi, this is your friend Angel. How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Trying to get some traffic to my page.
Okay, shot your page. What's the page?
Entrepreneur. I'm in Tampa, and my page is Tampa Diva Treats. I do treat tables and chocolate-covered treats, as well as wine glasses and things like that, lighters, custom items.
Okay, okay. Where can they find your product at? Where can they find you at?
I'm on Facebook. My page is still under Tampa Diva Treat.
Okay. You got any specials going on? You got any sales going on? What's going on?
Yeah, I do. For this week and next week, I'm going to have wine glass sets, and they can go on the page to see them. And it will be a set that I'm going to have for $12 this week. And then I have lighters, candles, all custom things, which you can draw on. Book them with or 3D artwork on them.
How long you been doing that for?
I've been doing it for the tree. I've been doing that for 4.5 years.
Okay.
The glassware, I've only been doing 1.5 years.
All right. That's what's up. So how's your day going and all that?
Doing good. I just got off of work. I work in medical full time. I work from home currently, but I'm about to get on my grind and make these sets because I have some sets that are based on the WAP set that we have right now. That's a class 3D vintage. They get three items. They get a wine glass, a tumbler, and they get a shot glass. And for the men, I have a shot glass and a stage.
Okay. Yeah, make sure y'all support her, man. Go follow her on Facebook page. Show them some love. Shout your page out again for the people.
It's Tampa Diva Treat.
I really appreciate you. Much love to you. Have a blessed day, Quinn.
All right, thank you.
Please. Can we, are you ready to play Rico Chomp's song, Like a Movie?
Secret romance, and I'm the star actor. I see those same things in the movie scene, but the only difference, the camera's on me. But in my mind, I try to read the line. I'm relating to this, oh, it's gonna be a hit. Life is a reality, and I still find it hard to believe. I'm living my it's a movie. I'm living my life like it's a movie. Let me flip the script. You gotta see this clip. Is this a true story? This is my life story. Life is not a dream, more like a movie scene. If you think about it, you feel the same way. I still got a lot to learn. Gotta hit the box office. Can't let nobody stop me. Gotta live my life like I'm in the silver screen. If you pay attention, you see what I mean. Yeah, I'm living my life like it's a movie. I'm living my life like it's a movie. Life is like a movie.
So can we take another caller?
Yep, we got 313-754. You're live.
Hello.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
You're live. All right, let's try another one. We got 563-204. You live?
Whoa, whoa.
563-204. All right, let's go for another one. We got 423-680, you're live.
Hello, everyone.
Whoa, whoa.
After comparing my answers to my partner's responses to the actual data from the sex survey, I found most surprising the fact that the percentages of people that had one-night stands. I thought the amount would be lower. It surprises me that it's not lower, just because I didn't think people were that promiscuously active. And I don't want to say it as a good thing or a bad thing. It's to each their own. The thing that my partner had found most surprising was the percent ever had cheated on a partner, including intercourse. He found that interesting, surprisingly interesting, because he's really old-fashioned and doesn't think people cheat. The response that I found most predictable was the percentage of people having unprotected sex without a condom. I found it predictable because a lot of people don't care now. The response that I found hardest to predict was the percentage of ever had sex against their will, just because it's not something you think about, certainly something I don't think about, as far as people having to endure that. I have never had to endure that. This is my completed worksheet. And the person I interviewed was my boyfriend. Bye.
So, I'm going to say this. You interviewing your boyfriend, that's kind of like a personal, that's kind of like a conflict of interest. Cause, well, I don't know. I really can't say because I don't feel like it's going to be an honest answer. You know, I don't know your boyfriend, but, you know, he's going to make it seem whatever you want to hear, basically. Like, if you interview, I feel like if you interview a group of people, random people that you don't know, you know? You understand what I'm trying to say?
I think she's gone. I don't think she's gone. She was done.
We could talk about it, man. We could talk about anything you want, man. You know? give it to you raw. I give it to you raw. Speak on it. Speak on it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she said what she had to say, and she just hung up. That's what I was saying.
Also, if you don't mind me saying, I also have a new single releasing at 12 a.m. on all major platforms called Every Minute, me featuring King Henson. Make sure y'all tune into that.
Yeah. can we play my song on the mic? Can we play my song on the mic?
You can play whatever you want to play, brother man.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown. Here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and I had a dream. But look at they sold out hip-hop, ran up on the spot, jumping out the box, dancing a lot. The motherfucker walking all up in our town like motherfucking Bozo the Clown.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I'm all up in the street and can't feel the heat. Motherfucker, they fucked around and fell with the beat. Now they're walking around here with wearing dresses, looking around trying to impress us. But look around, they sold their ass, gave up the cash. But walk around here, look, they made the mad dash. Motherfucker, they walking and looking around like clowns. Check out my motherfucking sound. OMF, we all up in your grill. We coming back, but we not Sugar Hill. They we ain't dropping the real facts, dropping real rap. Motherfucker, we coming with the big, massive tax. Hip hop, they ain't gonna never stop. We coming back like motherfucking Biggie and fucking Tupac. Mel's back on the motherfucking scene. Look around, check out the new fucking team.
I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Yeah, I said it. OG should have been got our props. Look around, they done sold out fucking hip-hop. Walking around with a motherfucking wig and a perm. Look around, they had the nerve to get on board. Look around, check the noise. Look around, we coming and putting the shit back on pause. We back to take hip-hop. Motherfucker, fuck that. No more jumping out the box. Get real, this ain't Monty Hall. This ain't motherfucking Let's Make a Deal. Real MCs speak the truth. That's why our rhymes are fully stacked and fully bulletproof. Check out, we coming with the motherfucking lyricals. That's what I'm talking about. This ain't no miracle. We come with the motherfucking beat. Motherfucker like Beat Street. Motherfucker OMF when we taking back hip-hop. Coming back and it just don't fucking
I'm
stop.
OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house. OMF, yo, original master of flow. And I'm ready to rock the house.
Only my family, no life, no life, man.
Yeah. We back in the break, brother. That's life. We got, can we take another caller?
631796.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this? Where you calling from?
It's Jersey Meg, calling from Long Island, New York.
Big Jay-Z Meg in the building. Whoa, whoa, what's up, girl?
Yeah, man, what's up? I just got off my live. I was streaming on Facebook. I had Skylar and King Hanselman talking about my projects.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. We'll talk about your project, man. Let us know about your project.
I'm working on my album. I'll be going out to Rhode Island soon to shoot music videos. I also got some limited Jersey Meg mirrors, makeup mirrors for sale.
Okay, okay. Where can they find you at? Where can they find you at, girl?
They can find me on Instagram, Spotify, Facebook. I'm all over the place. YouTube.
What's the name? What's the name? How can they
Jersey
find
Meg
you?
Central. Jersey Meg Central on Instagram. It's Jersey Meg on Spotify. Jersey space MEG. So you can find me on Spotify like that. iHeartRadio. I'm on TikTok.
Okay, okay, okay. I appreciate you calling in, girl.
You're welcome.
What's
I love
up with you,
doing?
How's your day going?
Today's going great. How's your day going?
It's going great, girl. It's going great.
That's awesome to hear. Yeah, I've been working on more music.
You know the vibe.
It's my birthday
okay,
March, my party. Woohoo!
Uh-huh. You got any new projects dropping?
Soon, yes. I've been working on a lot of songs, so I'm pushing. Hopefully this album will be out by the end of December, early January, maybe sooner.
Okay, okay. We definitely going to push that.
Skylar Ray and exactly. Skylar Ray and I are working on a collab track, too.
Okay, shout out Big Skylar Ray, too, in the building from the 503. Much love to him.
Shout out 503. Shout out.
Whoa, shout out my brother King Hanselman, my brother GK, you know the life, man. We can walk life, no
exactly.
life.
Exactly. I love you guys.
I love you too, girl, man. Where can they find you again? One more time for the people, one more time
one
for
more
the people.
One more time, they can find me on Spotify, on our radio, TikTok, and Instagram. My Instagram is Jersey Mitchell, that's all put together. Jersey Mitchell. You can find me, like I said, everywhere.
All right, much love. Appreciate you calling in, girl. Whoa, whoa.
Much love. Love you,
Black.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa,
thank
whoa.
You. Yeah, can we take another caller?
Yep. We got 734-817. You live. All right, let's try another one. We got 646-673. You live. 646-673. All right, we're going to try another one. We got 443-543-554.
Whoa, whoa, what's up? You live, tune in.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
All right, we're going to try another one. We got 419-901.
Biting and spanking. Okay, two of my favorite things. They're absolute turn-ons. They're turn-ons for me because I like getting bit, and I've been spanked before, and I like being spanked. And they're turn-ons for women. Women love being bit. Women love being spanked. There's levels, okay? There's nibbling, which is light biting. And then there's...
Yeah, y'all just finish up talking, please.
Yeah, so tell us where we can find you before we go off the air and give your shots out and everything before we go off the air.
Yeah, man, you already know it's Britta Black Life. Just type in Britta Black Life on YouTube, BRITTA Black Life, BLOCKLIFE. Check me on Spotify, Block, BLOCK, Black Life Part 2, my album's on there. Black Life Elevation. I got a new single. throughout the 12 a.m. every minute featuring King Hanson. Shout out my brother King Hanson. Shout out my brother Gorgeous Killer. Big Woe Life. Shout out my brother A.O. Boss. Shout out Skylar Davis. Big Woe Life. Big OMF. I mean, my family is so solid. Shout out OMF Posse. Shout out OMF Radio, man. Tune in, man. Bunch of new music, new videos coming. Much love from Newport, Rhode Island, man. Bit of Black Life, man. We're going to change the world.
Yo, shout out. It's been an honor to have you on my show and dropping your knowledge and wisdom and all the callers on there. And then, like that brother, the first caller called in, learn about the business. You know what I'm saying? Before you get into it, learn about the business by yourself. Read up on it. Do research on it before you get in the game. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it's not about making it, you know. And you get the business, knowing the business. So you know,
That's definitely key, man. You gotta, before you do something, you gotta learn about it, do your research on it.
Yeah.
It's good and bad at everything. Accept your consequences before you do something, whether good or bad. Realize this can happen, man. Whoa, man. We love y'all. I appreciate everybody calling, man. I appreciate y'all having me. Big Owen Meth, only my family.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. We're gonna talk about, you know, talk on Facebook and Instagram. In the future,
my brother, I appreciate y'all, man. Stay safe, man. Much love, peace and blessings, man. You know the vibes, man. Much love, King.
Peace, my brother. Yeah, this is RMF, and we out, and I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. Can we play a British song, Mind, Body, and Spirit? Before to end the show.
It's looking real black lace. With mess. Real with doing the world we double left. So solid. Never alone, girl.
By myself, but I'm never alone.
Never.
Got some people in the jail, we still speak on the phone. Hold your head, I wish you was home. And all the pain and struggle, man, I wish you was gone. This the life we live, it is what it is. Learn from my trials and teach right to these kids. Had to break the cycle, stop doing these bigs. Put the weight up, no more hustling bricks. Don't get me wrong, I'm still involved in the mix. So if the price is right, I still could get you your fix. But if you get knocked, don't be running your lips. This the life you chose, gotta face the consequence. Get up on these beats, and this is how I vent. If I ever said I love you, then that is what I meant. I don't do it for the fame, just want my respect. Make a lot of money, get my family out the deck. I ain't here to play games, what did you expect? Nothing more, nothing less, you could miss me with the rest. Got a problem with your boy, rub it on your chest. I put my all in every time that I came. Talk behind my back, yeah, they shit on my name. Ones who say they riding, yeah, they win against the grain. I do it for the money, I don't do it for the fame. Providing for my kids,
Caesar, Cairo.
I don't do it for no change. I ain't out here chasing bitches. I was really in the rain.
Really
posted on the block. Really moving cane. If you ever acted funny, I can't look at you the same. I'm with the game. Oh, with meth, yeah, you know the same. You ain't felt what I felt, then you wouldn't understand. Show you where the actions, but we can't tell you the plan. Just know we going from thousands to them 100 grand. Expand the brand. Getting money, really touching bands. Try to tell y'all, but y'all ain't wanna listen. Said we acting funny, y'all kept on sneak dissing. Till we run up on your ass and leave your teeth missing. Tryna be calm, stay up out of prison. Started as a thought, turn into a vision. Dude told me stay down, we spoke into existence. But now we about to take off, this is the beginning. This is the beginning.